Anyone else? Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Supreme Person, Lord Brahma, said, Nibodha, kindly hear with attention. Tata, my dear son, idam, this, ritam, true, bravimi, I am speaking, ma, not, asuyatum, to be jealous of, devam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Arhasi, you ought. Aprameyam, who is beyond our experimental knowledge. Vayam, we. Bhava, Lord Shiva. Te, your. Tata, Father. Esha, this. Maharishi, Narada, Vahama, carry out, Sarve, all, Vibhisha, unable to deviate, Yasya, of whom, Dishtam, the order. The translation, if you would please respond. Lord Brahma, the Supreme Person within this universe, said, my dear Priyavrata, kindly hear attentively what I shall say to you. Do not be jealous of the Supreme Lord, who is beyond our experimental measurements. All of us, including Lord Shiva, your father, and the great sage Maharshi Narada, must carry out the order of the Supreme. We cannot deviate from his order. Purport by the ISKCON founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Of the 12 great authorities in devotional service, 4, Lord Brahma himself, his son Narada, Swayambhuva Manu, and Lord Shiva were present before Priyavrata. They were accompanied by many other authoritative sages. Brahma first wanted to impress upon Priyavrata that although these great personalities are all authorities, they cannot possibly disobey the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is described in this verse as Deva, which means always glorious. The power, glory, and potencies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can never be diminished. In the Ishopanishad, the Lord is described as Apapa Vidha, which indicates that he is never affected by anything materially considered sinful. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam describes the Supreme Personality of Godhead as being so powerful that nothing we might consider abominable can affect him. An example sometimes given to explain the position of the Supreme Lord is that of the sun, which evaporates urine from the earth but is never affected by contamination. The Supreme Lord can never be accused of doing anything wrong. When Lord Brahma went to induce Priyavrata to accept the responsibility for ruling the universe, he did not go whimsically. He was following the dictations of the Supreme Lord. Indeed, Brahma and other genuine authorities never do anything without His, meaning the Supreme Lord, permission. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Tene Brahma Hrida Ya Adi Kavaye. The Lord dictated Vedic knowledge to Brahma through His heart. The more a living entity is purified by devotional service, the more he comes in direct contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhiyogam tang yenamam upayantite. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Lord Brahma, therefore, had not come to Priyavrata by his own whims. Rather, it is understood that he had been ordered to persuade Priyavrata by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose activities cannot be understood by material senses, and who is therefore described herein as Aprameya. Thus, Lord Brahma first advised Priyavrata to hear his words with attention and without envy. Why one is induced to perform certain acts despite his desire to do something else is indicated herein. One cannot disobey the orders of the Supreme Lord, even if one is as powerful as Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Manu, or the great sage Narada. All these authorities are certainly very powerful, but they do not have the power to disobey the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since Lord Brahma had come to Priyavrata in accordance with the orders of the Supreme Lord, he first wanted to dispel any suspicions that he might be acting as Priyavrata's enemy. Lord Brahma was following the orders of the Supreme Lord, and therefore it would be worthwhile for Priyavrata to accept Lord Brahma's order as the Lord desired. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Chinadapi Sunichena Tarari Vasa Hishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyata, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for such a wonderful purport. My realization so far today is that I want to come to the stage of appreciating Srila Prabhupada's purports. Not that it's a chore or just simply an obligation, but I want to come to the stage where when I read this purport, it is very enlivening, exhilarating. When our Gayatri, there's this word, prachodayat, to become enthused. The spiritual master, Lord Chaitanya, enthuses us to perform Krishna conscious activities. So I want to come to that stage where wherever I am reading, whether it be Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Nectar of Devotion, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna book, that by reading, I become very enthused. We sing every day, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya, Chite Te Kariya Aika, Arna Kariya Mani Ash. I simply want to hear the words emanating from the lotus mouth of my spiritual master. I don't want anything else. But I want to come to that stage where I'm very much appreciating and becoming enthused and enlivened. Prabhupada's purport today, very complete explanation of the concepts of the shloka. For instance, the first word, nibodha, kindly hear with attention. We see in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says at the beginning of chapter 7, which is the beginning of the middle six chapters of Bhagavad Gita, the middle six chapters being the most confidential and most important part of the Bhagavad Gita. The first six chapters and the last six chapters are the protective coverings for the middle six chapters, which is the most confidential knowledge. So Krishna begins that seventh chapter. Touch Srinu. Please hear. Try to hear. Because everything begins from hearing. Lord Chaitanya said the same thing to Prakashananda Saraswati and his 60,000 sannyasi Mayavadis. That devotional service begins by hearing. So, in the same way, Lord Brahma's body is primarily intelligence. You'll see there is that statement that the body of Brahma is primarily made of the material element, subtle intelligence. So very intelligently, Brahma is saying to Priyavrata that you should kindly hear with attention. Same thing that was said by Sutta Goswami at the very beginning, in the first few chapters of this Bhagavatam. Sutta Goswami said that we should hear with rapt attention. That's the real hearing process. It all depends on rapt attention. Same way, the tenth offense, to hear inattentive chanting. So we want to hear attentively. Then there is this word here, asuyitum. To be jealous of. This is the original sin. The original sin is enviousness, jealousness of the position of God. The rebellious spirit soul is a devil. Why? The devil says, being a servant in the kingdom of God? No. Better to reign in hell. That is the devil's proposition. The conception of servitude is anathema to a devil, demon. So it all comes from this jealousness, enviousness of the position of God. That why God should be the master and that everyone should serve him. No. Everyone should serve me. I am God. I am the Supreme. Everyone should be my servant. Everyone should satisfy my desires. Everyone and everything exists for my satisfaction. So we are advised that this is the original sin, and to get back to the kingdom of God, if we come to that conclusion after millions and millions and millions of lifetimes traversing up and down Brahmanda Brahmate Koro Bhagyavan Jeev, like a Ferris wheel, sometimes up, sometimes down in this material world, life after life, 8,400,000 different kinds of bodies. Why? Because I want to enjoy. I want to be the reign. I want to be the king. I want to be the enjoyer. I want to be the boss. So, yes, go ahead. Go to Los Angeles. Go ahead. Try to be the boss. Try to be the enjoyer. See how far you get. One day that realization comes. Bhagyavan, if we're fortunate. If we're fortunate, we realize, no, I've had enough of this. I'm disgusted with this. Now I come to my senses. Now I realize, no. My real position is not to be jealous or envious of God, but to become angelic and to become the servant of God. I have to be the servant. That's what we learn in this material world. It takes a while, but eventually you realize, you know what? I may be boss, I may be president, I may be this or that. Actually, I'm a servant. I masquerade as this, that, and the other thing. I have a big, big title. I have a big, big position, but actually, I'm simply a servant. When that reality hits, then the next question is, since I have to be a servant, let me be the servant of the greatest. And the greatest was mentioned here, Devam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Aprameyam, another word that is used, Adhoksaja. Hoksaja is another name for God, meaning beyond the range of your senses to independently understand or know. We cannot do it on our own independently. God can be revealed, yes, but His way, not my way. His way is surrender, and that surrender means devotional service, beginning with hearing and chanting, especially Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then the other main point in today's verse, that the proof of the superiority of God is that no matter what you do, you cannot escape His control. He is the meaning of supreme controller is that no matter what you do, you may go this way, you may go that way, you may try to circumvent, but actually, ultimately, you will have to abide by His order. He says in the Bhagavad Gita, Ye yata mang prapajante tang sataiva bhajamyam mama vartmanu vartante. Twice in the Bhagavad Gita this line appears. Mama vartmanu vartante. Everyone is on my path, Krishna says. So we may try to avoid, and we may say, oh, I don't care for God. And God may exist or may exist, who cares? I'm going to do my thing. That is illusion. Because Krishna is saying, Mama Vartmanu Vartante, you're on my path. Whether you accept or not, still, you're under my thumb. There is one silly song, Under My Thumb, sung by one non-devotee devil. But he doesn't understand, he's under Krishna's thumb. He likes to sing, Under My Thumb. He thinks the women, the girls are under his thumb. No, he's under the thumb of Durga Devi, who's under Krishna's thumb. Nobody is independent. We may try to figure out some way. That's all right, I'll do it this way. No. The day will come when you will realize, you know what? Krishna's in control. I've tried. But actually, I'm under Krishna's control. Therefore, let me surrender. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The folly is that the devil, the rebellious conditioned soul, thinks that by being independent, by being insubordinate, that is how I will enjoy. That I want to... Everybody wants to be happy. That's the nature of the soul. Anandamayo Vyasat. Everyone is hedonistic. That is not the argument. Everyone is interested in their own enjoyment. That's all right. That's natural. But the question is, how to enjoy? That is the question. Bhagavad Gita points out, there's happiness in the mode of ignorance. Chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita. Yes. There's happiness in the mode of ignorance. Otherwise, why is there Las Vegas? Why is Las Vegas a billion-dollar industry? Because there is happiness in the mode of ignorance. And as we see, Kali Yuga is progressing. Ignorance is becoming more and more interesting. More and more attractive. Do you recall... In the fourth canto, when we were studying Puranjan, that the woman, she was, either she had her face covered or her head lowered, and the description was, Puranjan wanted to see the face of the woman, meaning he wanted to see the full features of avidya, ignorance. That is what Las Vegas is. Las Vegas is the panorama, the Disneyland of Tamogun. Come and enjoy all varieties of ignorance, darkness, and be cheated. Yes, be cheated. So, there's happiness in the mode of ignorance, happiness in the mode of passion. Everybody knows that. That's why the cars right now or zoom, zoom, zoom on the 405, the 10, the 60. Everybody now, it's now 8 o'clock. Everybody is up and at them. It's time to get into the mode of passion. Let's go. And it's Friday. And what are they thinking? Well, it's dress down day. And soon it'll be 5 o'clock. Party on! From the mode of passion, they will go to the mode of ignorance. And there's happiness in the mode of goodness also. But the Bhagavad Gita is clear, all these states of happiness are binding. Even the mode of goodness is binding. How is it binding? Come back and take another birth. Come back. And this thought is very heavy on my mind, because I remember growing up. I remember going to school. I remember puberty. And I'm thinking, nah, I don't want to have to do that again. Just like in my last class, Yuta Karma was asking me about, say, someone like Bill Gates, right? that he accumulates all this money, he has to leave it at the time of death, but if he's pious, he'll take another birth and again accumulate, right? But still, he's going to have to go through all the trials and tribulations. And just the fact of taking another material body, right now that is what I'm experiencing. That this material body, every day, Krishna is indicating another, you want another material body? Try this now. Try this disease. Try this. You like it? No, I don't like it. I don't like it. I went to the doctor the other day. I cannot tell you what he is about to do. Even the thought of what he's going to do next month cringes. I said to the doctor, do we have to do that? He said, there is no other remedy. And I was reminded of Prahlad Maharaj, right? What does Prahlad say? The remedy is worse than the disease. And I'm getting realization of that. So everywhere I look, Krishna is reminding me, you want another material body? You like your material body now? Huh? You think it's so good? No. I had enough of this. Suffering, pain, misery, distress. What does Bhakti Vinod say? What do we say every day? This body is a lump of ignorance. Lump of ignorance. So, these things are an impetus to the whole fifth canto. Creative impetus. Our impetus is spiritual. Our impetus is the impetus to get out of this material world once and for all. Finish up the business. The material world is like a bathroom in an airport in Calcutta. Because you can go somewhere, the bathrooms are very nice. Last week I went to a very nice bathroom. First class bathroom. That's material enjoyment in the mode of goodness. But there are bathrooms in this world that you'll go, I'll hold it. That's all right. But this whole material world is one big latrine. Take your latrine in the mode of goodness, passion, and ignorance. It's just a latrine. Now, when you're in a bathroom, unless you're a weird politician, you do your business and you get out. You don't tap your foot. You do your business and get out. So, this is the impetus for the devotee. Yes, I have this material body. It's a bad bargain. Now, let me finish up my business now. Get out. And return home back to Godhead. Therefore, the devotee becomes very fired up. I want to really finish up this business. Therefore, let me very seriously and sincerely, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All right, I vituperated enough. Now it's your turn. Who wants to begin the inquisition? That's it? Oh, he's got something. You want to give him the microphone?
Still,
But still, oh, don't worry. It's coming very soon. How old are you? How old are you? Huh? 51. Oh, it's going to come within 5 years. Very soon. Coming to a theater near you. You don't have to worry about that. That is going to come very, very soon. I just pray that unlike me, you'll be ready to handle it. And the way you be ready to handle it, what you're doing devotional service sincerely, you're following strictly the rules and regulations, so you'll be okay. But don't worry, you're getting there very soon. You see, you're online. Well, last year, around this time, I was in South India. So when you go to temples in South India, it's just like going to Disneyland. You have these long lines just to see the deity. I remember going to so many temples and you were online for an hour or more just to see the deity for 2 seconds. So you're online. It's coming. Be paid. Don't worry. It's happening. In the meantime, chant Hare Krishna and preach. Anything else we would like to discuss? Jutta Karma? I didn't have that experience because the guy I was with, he had money, but we still had to wait online. I think you had to pay a lot of money if you want that express line.
Yes. Maybe 1,000 rupees.
Maybe more than that. Yes, Sachi Tanoi Dasa.
Supposing that Priyavrata doesn't want to follow the order, because after all he's doing like the best thing, renouncing everything, and that is devotional service is like the best thing for him in his mind. He just wants to go back to Godhead. So he refuses. Can you just talk about that?
What if he didn't do it? Right? What if he didn't do it? Yes, there are examples. The four Kumaras did like that. They rejected the order of Lord Brahma. What if he didn't do it? I don't know. What am I supposed to know? Something that is not here in front. No, I don't know. I don't speculate.
The answer is in the purport. The Prophet indicates, and this is why he indicated that this order is actually coming from Krishna. It's not just Lord Brahma's desire. So devotional service means pleasing Krishna. Prabhupada also said right here in L.A. to some disciples that if you're massaging Krishna's left leg, that's devotional service. That's nice. But if Krishna indicates that now I want you to massage my right leg and you refuse, yes, you're doing devotional service, but not on the highest level. The highest level of devotional service is to do exactly what Krishna wants you to do. So Priyavrata would have been, okay, all right, I'm situated on the path, but he's not on the highest level unless he follows exactly what Krishna wants to do, which is why Prabhupada pointed out in the purport, this is not just coming from Lord Brahma. This order was coming from Krishna, so you must follow it.
Excellent, excellent answer. Bhrigupati has a question. We still have 5 minutes, according to the new rules.
So that brings up the question, were the four Kumaras not acting on the highest level when they declined to accept the instruction of Lord Brahma to get married and populate the universe?
Were they not?
Because you just said, if Krishna says massage
yes,
the right leg and massage
okay,
the left leg.
But we're presupposing, in other words, that was this incident that Brahma was saying, this is the order. Now, are you certain that when Lord Brahma ordered the four Kumaras to create progeny, Are you certain that that was the order of the Supreme Lord? That I cannot say. That's the question.
Tene Brahma Rada Yadadi Kavaya. I mean, same process. He's being, you know, directed by Krishna from within his heart.
Yes, but then you could give the argument that when he chased after his own daughter, was that the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead?
I don't think so.
Okay, so that's my question. I don't know if that particular incident was the direct order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anything else? Thank you very much. Vanchika Patarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhya Bacha, Patitanang Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha.
Logical.
Okay. A what?